with those beautiful words, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in each and every one of us. And as we gather in this outer sanctuary, all breathing God together, and at the same time going to that inner sanctuary, that place deep within us, and aware that we are, each of us, an individual breath of God. Breathed into existence in the breath of God that sustains and supports us. And so to allow that breath, as if a set of wings, to begin to take us deeper into our inner sanctuary. Just leaving behind in this outer sanctuary any thoughts about how we arrived here today or what we're going to be doing later. But just to get lost in the breath and the wings and the beautiful descent deep within. And so the closer that we get to that core of us, that inner sanctuary within us, that place without distraction where we are truly aware of who we are, getting closer and closer and feeling the warmth, and even with our physical eyes closed, that our spiritual eyes see the brightness, the light, the beauty that is here. And it is in this place of light, of warmth, of security, of love, where we go with our questions, where we go with our pain, and so for the next few moments, I would invite us, as we sit in this inner sanctuary, that whatever unhappiness or pain we may be feeling, that we just see the light and love of God flooding it until it just dissipates, and the questions that we have . The decisions that we need to make, we sit and we listen, receptive, without any preconceived idea of what we might hear, we listen in this beautiful silence. And now as we begin to return to this outer sanctuary, bringing with us the light, the warmth, the answers, the beauty that we felt in this sacred place. Knowing that as we move through this day, that we can at a moment's notice return right here for answers, for clarity, to always feel supported and loved. So we give thanks for this time, as our souls have resonated together here in this outer sanctuary, knowing that as we pray and meditate, not only do we minister to ourselves, but to the entire universe. So thank you, God, as we pray with grateful hearts, in the beautiful consciousness of the one who told us, "I am the light of the world," and told us that we are the light of the world, not to hide our light under the table, but to put it on the lampstand so it brightens the entire room, so that we may glorify God, express God, be God in this world. And it is in that consciousness of Jesus Christ, and in the Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us, that we do pray. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy